Welcome back to JR Morning on a Monday here in the city of Detroit. We're trying to get in touch with the Wayne County Treasurer, Eric Sabree. But in the meantime, my guest co-host this morning, the Reverend Horace Sheffield, glad to have you here. I'm so glad to have you here at this particular time.
I'm going from co-host to guest for the last segment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
If this was a labor union, you had to pay me for two jobs.
That's right. So I got to ask you now. Sure. Your daughter is the mayor, and
they call her Madam Mayor.
That's what I call her when
Mary
I see her.
Or whatever.
I call her Madam Mayor when I see her.
Okay,
but I would just like to know, and I'm sure a lot of people would like to know, just how was she growing up as a kid?
Well, you know, I think that some of the things that Mary had to deal with early, most notably. Supposedly being diagnosed with a learning disability that was really her inability to see. I had it at Herlong Cathedral School where my dad was a member, and the teacher called me over, you know, your daughter has a learning disability. And so I took her out to, I can't think of the woman's name. I love her to death.
Okay.
Out in Oak Park. And she said, no, your daughter doesn't have a learning disability. I mean, it affected me because I saw how my daughter looked.
Yeah.
And then the teacher put her in the front of the class, and she changed learning. Lynn Masters is her name.
Okay.
Who's 90-some years of age, who was so delighted with Mary One.
Still here.
She took Mary and put Mary in a position where Mary finished college in 2.5 years. As you know, Mary's extremely bright, reads well. That was one thing. But the other one that I always talk about is Mary was short and a little pudgy at a certain point, but she was playing basketball.
Okay.
And this big girl, when Mary would go to do a layup, would just run her into the wall. I mean, just... run into the wall, and the coach called a timeout. I came down from the stands because, you know, I played center at Saginaw Valley.
Yes, sir.
And she said, well, Mary, you know, you just have to go around. You just have to, well, that's just part of the game. I said, Mary, come in. She said, what, Daddy? I said, next time you go to the hole, dip your shoulder, lean into her, and drive her into the wall and take your shot. Next time Mary had a fast break, that girl went to get in her way. Mary drove in the wall and then put the ball up and made it and got a plus one.
Oh, okay.
That's the best thing I can tell you. Okay?
Eric Sabree is on the line. We did find out. So let's talk to the Wayne County Treasurer, Eric Sabree. Mr. Treasurer, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
For listeners who may not fully understand what does the Wayne County Treasurer actually do day to day, and why is that role so critical in people's lives?
Well, what we do, we collect delinquent taxes for when the communities don't collect their taxes, summer and winter taxes, they turn them over to the County Treasurer on March 1st of every year. And we borrow money, give them the 100% of the money as though they collected everything. And this program is unique in Michigan. We just funded them last Friday for last year's delinquent taxes that we took. Then we go out and collect the debt from everyone. So we just funded the communities so they don't have any interruption in their services. They get all the taxes as though they collected 100%. We collect their debt. That's one of the main things that we do. But we do, when the communities collect their current taxes, like you start in July 1st, when the tax bills are coming out from all the local communities, then what we do is we distribute that money to all the taxing authorities, the library, community college, all the different parks, jails, so forth. We do that. And we issue jury duty checks. We keep up with all the county's funds. We invest the county's money. And also we try to keep people from losing their homes by notifying them about the deadlines and offer payment plans to people who are behind.
By the way, just so you know, the treasurer and I were in seventh grade homeroom together.
Wow.
We not only share that, but we also share the success of daughters and et cetera. You know, he has two children who are judges. But what he really does is go out of his way and has been more successful than any previous county treasurer of keeping people in their homes. Does not get enough credit for that. I've been with him, and I know the chagrin that he has if someone loses a home. He does not want anyone to lose a house. Can you tell some of the things you've done, treasurer, to make certain that they know they don't have to lose their homes?
Well, we do. We go out of our way to send notices out. We have payment agreements that we work with people, so they don't have to pay all the taxes at once. They can stretch out the payments. And then once people sign up for a payment agreement, we get their phone number. We text them every month. We send out thousands of text messages every month to taxpayers who are in payment plans, letting them know what the deadline is, how much they owe. And we try to do everything we can to let them know. Even if they have a hardship, there is an extension we can offer them. If they have a medical emergency, maybe they lost a job, and they were caregivers for somebody in their family who's sick and had a hardship, they can get an extension for another year.
So what's the number for people to call? And I think it's important to also tell people when that deadline is. It comes every year.
Oh, yeah. It's March 31st every year for people to pay their taxes or get into a payment agreement. They can call us at 313-224-5990. There's another important deadline, too, I want to mention. It's July 1st. For anyone who did lose their property, they should file a notice of intent to claim any excess proceeds from the sale. If we sell a property that's foreclosed, we're entitled to the taxes and a 5% commission of the sale from the state allows that for the treasurer. Anything else, the former owner can apply to get the proceeds. And a lot of people don't apply. They have to do it by July 1st. So July 1st is approaching, and that's why I wanted to mention that deadline.
All right. Eric Sabree, Wayne County Treasurer, always a pleasure speaking with you. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you. Thank you. And I really hope you all have a great day today.
Thank you.
You as well.
Thank you, Treasurer.
Reverend Horace Sheffield.
Hey, man, it's been
it went
blast,
by quick, didn't
man.
It?
Man, I mean, please, don't not bite me back. I don't know if I like you the most or your producer, man. He's quite a gas, too.
Brian, yeah, definitely. Well, it's good to see you.
Good to be seen and not viewed.
And always welcome here on 760 WJR.
Thank you so much, man.
And that'll do it for us for the JR Morning Show. Kevin Dietz and All Talk is next.